Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says next-gen GST reforms coming into force from tomorrow will change the nation's growth story and greatly benefit all sections of society. United Kingdom, Canada and Australia formally recognize the state of Palestine. Afghanistan rejects US President Donald Trump's threat to reclaim Bagram Air Base, vows unyielding resistance to any foreign military presence in the country. And in Asia Cup cricket, Pakistan set 172 runs target for India in the Super 4 thriller in Dubai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said next-gen GST reforms will be implemented from tomorrow on the first day of Navratri. Addressing the nation this evening, Mr. Modi said GST Bachat Utsav will begin from tomorrow and people can buy their choice of goods at a lesser price. He added that the nation's growth story will be changed with these reforms.
Navratri ke pehle din se next generation GST reforms lagu ho jayenge. Kal se desh mein GST Bachat Utsav shuru hone ja raha hai. Is GST Bachat Utsav mein aapki bachat badhegi aur aap apni pasand ki cheezon ko aur zyada aasani se khareed payenge. Hamare desh ke gareeb, madhyam vargiya log, न्यू मिडिल क्लास, युवा, किसान, महिलाएं, दुकानदार, व्यापारी, उद्यमी सभी को ये बचत उत्सव का बहुत फायदा होगा.
Prime Minister remarked that citizens and traders were entangled in a complex web of taxes for decades, including octroi, entry tax, sales tax, excise, VAT and service tax. Mr. Modi highlighted that under the new structure, only 5% and 18% tax slabs will primarily remain. Mr. Modi said his government is moving ahead with the mantra of Nagrik Devo Bhava. Prime Minister also made a strong push for manufacturing in India. He emphasized that India's manufacturing should surpass all benchmarks with dignity and excellence, and the quality of Indian products must enhance the country's global identity and prestige.
हमारे लघु उद्योग जो बनाएं वो दुनिया में हर कसौटी पर बेस्ट हो. हमें इस लक्ष्य को लेकर काम करना है. हम वो सामान खरीदें जो मेड इन इंडिया हो, जिसमें हमारे देश के नौजवानों की मेहनत लगी. मेरा आज सभी राज्य सरकारों से भी आग्रह, आत्मनिर्भर भारत के इस अभियान के साथ, स्वदेशी के इस अभियान के साथ अपने राज्यों में मैन्युफैक्चरिंग को गति दे. जब केंद्र और राज्य मिलकर आगे बढ़ेंगे तो आत्मनिर्भर भारत का सपना पूरा होगा.
Indian airports have not faced any adverse impact so far in relation to the cyber attacks on Collins Aerospace Systems used at various European airports. The Ministry of Electronics and IT said the Collins Muse software is also used by the Delhi airport, but added that there is no impact on flight operations so far. Meanwhile, London's Heathrow, Berlin and several of the European airports are facing operational disruptions after a cyber attack on Collins Aerospace System used at the airports. In Washington, the Indian Embassy has released an emergency assistance number for Indian nationals requiring immediate support following US President Trump's announcement of an annual fee of $100,000 on H-1B visa applications. In a social media post, the embassy stated that Indian nationals seeking emergency assistance may call +1-202-550-9931 or reach out via WhatsApp. Earlier, US President Donald Trump signed a proclamation imposing an annual fee of $100,000 on H-1B visa applications. A senior US administration official clarified that the steep fee would apply only to new H-1B visa petitions and not to existing holders or those seeking renewals. The last solar eclipse of the year is set to take place today. The eclipse will begin at 1:29 p.m. according to Eastern Daylight Time and 10:59 p.m. according to Indian Standard Time, and will be visible in Southern Hemisphere across the parts of Australia, Antarctica and the Pacific Ocean and other areas, while India would not be able to witness it. This will be a partial solar eclipse where the moon covers sun's surface instead of completely blocking it. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the World News. In a landmark development, the United Kingdom, Canada and Australia have formally recognized the state of Palestine. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced in a video statement that the United Kingdom is formally recognizing the state of Palestine, describing the move as a step towards reviving hope for peace and a two-state solution.
Today, to revive the hope of peace and a two-state solution, I state clearly as Prime Minister that the United Kingdom formally recognizes the state of Palestine. We recognize the state of Israel more than 75 years ago as a homeland for the Jewish people. Today, we join over 150 countries who recognize a Palestinian state also.
Canada led the diplomatic move earlier in the day, becoming the first G7 nation to formally recognize the state of Palestine. Australia followed suit shortly after, with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Foreign Minister Penny Wong issuing a joint statement affirming recognition of Palestine as an independent and sovereign state. Afghan officials have sharply rejected U.S. threats to reclaim Bagram Air Base, emphasizing that any attempt to re-establish a foreign military presence would be met with unyielding resistance. Mullah Tajmir Jawad, first deputy of the General Directorate of Intelligence, responded to calls for the U.S. to retake the strategic airfield by saying the Afghan government would preserve the current system. Afghan Defense Minister Muhammad Yaqub Mujahid also told the media, if U.S. don't want to leave in one more basis, then they are ready to fight for another 20 years. This reaction comes after U.S. President Trump yesterday issued a stern warning to Afghanistan demanding the return of the Bagram Air Base to the United States. Iran has announced that it will suspend its cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency after the UN Security Council failed to extend sanctions relief under the 2015 nuclear deal known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. In a statement, Iran's Supreme National Security Council, SNSC, condemned the actions of E3, France, Britain and Germany, accusing them of undermining diplomatic efforts. The SNSC described the European nations' actions as ill-considered and confirmed that Tehran would hold its nuclear cooperation with the IAEA. Pakistani security forces extrajudicially killed at least 5 Baloch civilians in separate incidents across Balochistan, highlighting a continued cycle of violence and enforced disappearances in the region, said Human Rights Group. The Baloch Yakjeti Committee reported that the mutilated body of Ustad Aladad, a resident of Solar Gich in Panjgur, was discovered on Friday. PANC, the human rights wing of the Baloch National Movement, condemned the killing of Aladad. The organization said the discovery of his tortured and discarded body reflects state-sponsored violence, systematic genocide, and the impunity enjoyed by perpetrators in Balochistan. In cricket, chasing the target of 172, India were 19 for no loss in 2 overs against Pakistan in the Super 4 match of Asia Cup at Dubai when reports last came in. For Pakistan, Sahib Zada Farhan top scored with 58 runs, while Shivam Dubey was India's best bowler, taking 2 crucial wickets. India paid dearly for their 4 dropped catches as Pakistan raced to 171 for 5 in 20 overs. Abhishek Sharma dropped 2 catches, Kuldeep Yadav won, and even Shubman Gill dropped a catch towards them. Earlier, India won the toss and put Pakistan into bat first. And in badminton, Indian pair of Sattvic Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty finished runners-up in the men's doubles final of China Masters at Shenzhen in China today. Top-seeded world champions Kim Won-ho and Seo Seung-jae of South Korea defeated the Indian pair 21-19-21-15 in the finals. This marks back-to-back runner-up finishes for Sattvic Sairaj and Chirag, who had also lost to Hong Kong Open final last week. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says next-gen GST reforms coming into force from tomorrow will change the nation's growth story and greatly benefit all sections of society. United Kingdom, Canada and Australia formally recognize the state of Palestine. Afghanistan rejects US President Donald Trump's threat to reclaim Bagram Air Base, vows unyielding resistance to any foreign military presence in the country. And in Asia Cup cricket, Pakistan set 172 runs target for India in the Super 4 thriller in Dubai. And that concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.